This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 13. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Behold, my eye has seen all this. My ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to argue my case with God. As for you, you whitewash with lies. Worthless physicians are you all. Oh, that you would keep silent, and it would be your wisdom. Hear now my argument, and listen to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak falsely for God and speak deceitfully for Him? Will you show partiality toward Him? Will you plead the case for God? Will it be well with you when He searches you out? Or can you deceive Him as one deceives a man? He will surely rebuke you if in secret you show partiality. Will not His majesty terrify you, and the dread of Him fall upon you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Let me have silence, and I will speak, and let come on me what may. Why should I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though He slay me, I will hope in Him. Yet I will argue my ways to His face. This will be my salvation, that the godless shall not come before Him. Keep listening to my words, and let my declaration be in your ears. Behold, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be in the right. Who is there who will contend with me? For then I would be silent and die. Only grant me two things. Then I will not hide myself from your face. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not dread of you terrify me. Then call, and I will answer. Or let me speak, and you reply to me. How many are my iniquities and my sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and count me as your enemy? Will you frighten a driven leaf and pursue dry chaff? For you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks and watch all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Man wastes away like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. As Job continues a three-chapter response to his three friends, in chapter 13, he goes on the offensive. While they have spoken to him condescendingly, Job feels every bit their equal. He knows all the facts they know and is familiar with their theological system, for it used to be his also. Verses 1 and 2. So Job has no more interest in what they have to say. He's ready to talk to God himself now. His friends have cruelly applied the truth of God's transcendent sovereignty by arguing that Job's evil has been discovered and he's being punished. But having reflected on this majestic attribute of God, Job is not cringing in fear. Rather, he wishes he could speak directly to the Almighty in order to argue his case with Him. His conscience really is clear, and he wants to prove it. Verse 3. As for his friends, they smear him with lies. They are worthless physicians. Whatever their intentions, they've done nothing to help Job in his pain. Verse 4. Their medicine would have been much more effective if it had come in the form of silence. Verse 5. Worse yet, they speak falsely and deceitfully for God. They cannot find real evidence of flagrant sin in Job's life, yet they insist he must really be evil. In all this, they suppose they are speaking on God's behalf, but they are saying things that are untrue and unfair about Job. How can God be pleased with that? Better to speak the truth or admit ignorance than to distort the facts to fit our own presuppositions or conclusions. Verses 6 through 9. Job is confident that his friends will be rebuked by God in due time. At that moment, they will tremble in fear, realizing their platitudes are as valuable as ashes, and their defense is as fragile as a clay pot. Verses 10 through 12. Job has nowhere to turn but to the living God. Though he knows the prospect is dangerous, Job wants his day in the divine court. In those famous words, Job confesses, "Though he slay me, I will hope in him." In bringing his case to God, he expects salvation, which is not the hope of the godless. Verses 13 through 19. In the closing verses of the chapter, Job does what he said he would do. He speaks to God. What Job says is profound and shows that he is a genuine believer. He begins by pleading for a break in his sufferings so he can gather his thoughts and wait for his summons. He knows he cannot speak until God calls him. Verses 20 through 22. He also knows that sin is the great problem for all people. Though he is penitent, Job is deeply conscious of his own sins. Our mortality itself is a consequence of the fall. So in a real sense, he is indeed experiencing the wrath of God against sinners. By this, Job is a foreshadowing of Christ, the sinless one, who will bear the sins of many. Verses 23 through 28. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.